Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. An hour from right now, our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth will join us. Talk some NFL with him. Get his thoughts on the Super Bowl, obviously his thoughts on the AFC and NFC championship games. Mentioned this earlier, but didn't give the exact number. 57.7 million viewers, according to The Athletic, watched the Chiefs and the Bills, which is the second most watched playoff, non-Super Bowl,
right,
playoff game
in
NFL history. Yeah, I'm not surprised either. Honestly, I'm surprised it's the second most.
Right.
And then I'm also surprised what is the first
most.
If you just had to take a stab, just think about, I know it's hard off the cuff like that, but non-Super Bowl playoff games that may be the most or highest rated playoff game of all time.
Was Brady?
You would think it would be, right? You would think it would. No, it was the Vikings and the Saints.
Which one?
From 2010. The Brett Favre. The one where Favre threw the pick at the end.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I get it. Kind of when I was reading more about it. It's like, okay, like, you know, a lot of people like Brett Favre and the Vikings were on a run. The Saints had won the Super Bowl recently, I guess. And it's the second game, so it's got a bigger audience, whatever. But I was like, if I would have had to have guessed, I would have guessed Brady
one.
Manning or something.
Yeah, would not have guessed that one.
But yeah, that one was second, so... NFL's doing pretty good
from
a rating standpoint.
Yeah,
and again,
nobody wants to see the Super Bowl. Stop doing the nobody stuff. Your ass don't want to watch it.
But also, yes, you do, because
yes, you
will.
Yes, you will. So just.
Yeah. That's
Hirsch.
Can we just a quick PSA on a couple
just
of those
Hirsch.
Things? Real quick.
Just Hirsch.
Because they're very silly and we don't tend to entertain them all that much.
Just
but
Hirsch.
Yes, a lot of people do and a lot of people will. Over 100 million people will bet, will watch on the game. Watch the game. I'll get to the betting part in a minute. The NFL is going to have 57.7 million people watching that game, whether the Bills win or the Chiefs win. So that's a win.
Hirsch.
So what do they care to rig it one way or the other? And then the other thing is, if you're so convinced that the league is rigged for the Chiefs, then just bet on them.
Yep. I bet you won't do that.
Do it. Bet it all.
Yep.
Bet the house
bet
on them.
Bet the farm.
Bet the farm on them. Like, if it's so rigged and you're so sure
that
you hate it so much, just take your life savings and put it on the bill. Put it on the Chiefs. And then when they don't win, then what?
Yeah.
Don't actually do that, by the way. Don't bet all your life savings on that. No, please don't.
Do it.
I don't want you to think that I'm the one that said that you should do that. But if you're so confident that everything's so rigged, put your money where your mouth is,
Andy,
Sonny boy.
If you had to guess right now, who do you think, if there's a third quarterback, who do you think it would be?
In the first round?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart.
Okay, same name.
Yeah.
Same name. Okay.
Jackson Dart feels like the combine riser, you know?
Yeah, but I was just thinking, I was like, because I know people talk about taking Jalen Milroe. I can't take project quarterbacks. I'm sorry. I can't.
No.
I can't. I just won't do that.
Small hands, I heard. Somebody sent me that.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, I actually did get a DM about Jalen Milroe's hands this morning.
Damn, I'm glad you get those things.
And then it was like they had the measurements. I don't know what the measurements are. I was like, because it is like small hands. Can I say that? Because he probably has bigger hands than me.
Yeah.
Exactly. So who am I to come out here and tell him he's got small hands?
Yeah. I'm so glad you get those. And I don't.
No, I am too. Yeah. I'm thankful for all my dudes in my DMs. DMs are open, fellas.
Because that's what I thought. That's what I thought also. I was like, if I could think of a third quarterback, I would think Jackson Dart. Probably.
Yeah, he's kind of got all the stuff you want. He's played a lot of college football, which they like. And you know, is it sneaky athletic? Is that what he is?
Yes.
But he's going to get to the combine. He's going to do a lot of the drills. And they're going to be like, oh, damn, this guy's got a lot of stuff we like.
It might be a top 10 quarterback.
It might be. You know, because every year there seems to be a guy, even in quarterback-rich years, that you don't really think about. Right? Like Bo Nix last year. I didn't think Bo Nix would be drafted as high as he was and ended up having a great year. Like, I've been wrong on Bo Nix for 3 years now. Every opinion I've given on Bo Nix the last 3 years has been incorrect.
Wrong. Yeah.
Except for that he can't beat Georgia or Washington because those things remain true.
Yeah. We were talking, we were having fun because Pete Carroll, obviously his staff, we said Daryl Bevel. Daryl Bevel's in there for interview.
Yep.
I saw Tom Cable's going to come back and be his O-line coach.
Now
I was like, can Tom Cable go back to the Raiders?
I guess it's not Oakland anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's probably got some warrants still out for the stuff he was doing down there. He was sucker punching coaches.
This dude was on one. I was like, can he come back into the Raider building?
I don't know.
Tom Cable's one of the best offensive line coaches.
Yeah, no, and they love him. Pete Carroll and all those guys on that staff, they love him.
Yeah, really, that's it, because I saw he's bringing back my man Tom McMahon. He was a substitute coach in San Diego with me.
But, okay.
Yeah, I was like, Tom Cable. Can they bring Tom Cable back?
I guess. I mean,
that's wild,
again, my stance right now is that if Bobby Petrino can go back to Arkansas, anyone can go back anywhere. Anyone's invited back anywhere.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if that guy could go back there, then think of the person you know that's done the worst thing ever. She'll take him back.
Okay.
If Arkansas will take back Bobby Petrino, she'll take him back, no matter what it was that he did.
Damn, Tom Cable was wild as hell.
Yeah, but I like that, though. He wasn't punching me.
He was a horrible head coach.
Horrible head coach. Yeah, you can't have that many screws loose as a head coach.
Yes.
Even probably not even as a coordinator.
Yes.
But you could be the offensive line coach.
Who was the worst, him or Tom Sula?
As a head coach?
Yeah.
God, Tom Sula was in a bad situation. Tom Sula was in a bad situation.
Oh, man.
But he was really bad. He was really, really bad. There was the 49ers, man, for what a good organization they are, they made some stupid choices for a number of years.
Yes.
And then they hired Shanahan and Lynch, and things have mostly been good since then. All right, so Tyler Sullivan of CBS Sports, who's my favorite CBS Sports writer.
Are you just saying it?
No, he is.
Okay.
I never heard of him. But I'm saying that. Like, I'm talking about him.
I don't know. You're in the media thing, so I know.
I'm a big media thing guy.
You know, old boy.
Yeah, I'm a big Tyler guy. T. Sull is what I call him. T. Sully.
Okay.
He declared Bijan Robinson the MVP for the Falcons in 2024.
Definitely.
Which he absolutely was.
Yes.
Like, who would even be in consideration otherwise?
Yes. And
Drake London had a really good year. Yep. Jesse Bates had a really good year. Probably the defensive MVP. But, I mean, if it's not Bijan,
I don't know.
I don't know who it would be.
No.
If Bijan is the MVP of the 2025 Falcons, is that a good thing?
No.
Who needs to be?
Michael Penix.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yep. Michael Penix needs to be the MVP.
Or like, what if?
But the thing about it is,
what if they get some edge rusher who's the MVP?
Well, he's not on the team.
I know he's not.
Yeah.
I know. So, player X. Player to be named later.
Oh.
Draft pick and free agent.
The only reason I say that is because Bijan can still rush for what he did this year, and they can still be in the same predicament.
Right, because that's the thing. Bijan was the MVP this year.
He was great.
He played great. He even played better as Cousins was spiraling and then into the Penix games. He played better in the second half of the season. He was unbelievable in the second half. He couldn't tackle the guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you were the first tackler, you had no chance. You had zero chance to get him on the ground, which is great news, but the Falcons were 6-3 when the quarterback was playing well. So, yeah, to me, that's what it is. And I think probably most people agree. I mean, I guess Saquon's the MVP of the Eagles this year, probably.
He is.
So if Bijan has a year like that and Penix has a year like Hurts or whatever, like is just a little bit behind that, then that's okay. But I think the logic tracks to say if the Falcons are going to be what we hope they can be.
Because Bijan's going to be good.
Bijan's going to be good.
As long as Bijan's healthy,
he's going to take the next step.
Yeah, Bijan's going to be fine.
Yeah, which, again, might lead him to be the MVP of the team, and that would be okay. But if Michael Penix is, then this team could be really good.
Yes.
Again, the defense has to be improved, has to get better guys, and has to help them and play complementary football. But, yeah, I mean, that's my hope. Michael Penix, MVP.
Yeah, you want to
of the league.
You want to see them open this thing up, man.
Of the NFL.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, even when defenses knew how bad Kurt was struggling, Bijan still ate.
Yep.
You know, and like you said, I can just see that getting better. Right now, he is ascending to be one of the best players in this league, man. I mean, he's already one of the top runners, but one of the top players in this league. This dude is just that damn good. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, Michael Penix has somebody to lean on as far as just handing him the football, getting it to him anytime you can. But his maturity, his ability to hit the ground, I'm talking not running, sprinting. You know, I know he got his feet wet last year, but this dude's got to come in sprinting.
Yes. Yeah.
They got to come in sprinting this offseason. I mean, sorry, going into the season because they don't – this – they find – they. The early ones count just like the last ones count.
Yeah.
You can't come stumbling into the season.
No, and you know look, I mean? And unfortunately, you know, as true as it might be, and Penix is going to be around, like he's going to get time to try to develop. If he doesn't play great, like the coaching staff and the GM is going to turn over. Here's the thing about it is it's nice he got the three games. Maybe could have got more, didn't, whatever. It is what it is. It's a good situation. I mean, you're going to have continuity on the offensive line.
Yes.
You're going to have one of the best running backs in the NFL and a really good backup running back also. You've got a great number one target in London. You've got good pieces after that. Don't really know what the deal is going to be with Pitts. We'll see. But, like, you got a lot of complimentary pieces around you as a young quarterback to come in
The other thing with the whole Pitts thing, he's under contract. He's under contract for next season.
I just mean in terms of if they were interested in trying to find a trade partner.
I still believe you got his best assets is when you let him just run.
I'm with you. I also think he's more valuable to you, even, you know, whatever. I don't know what the ceiling even is at this point. But, like, if you can get anything near those four games that he played in the middle of the season, anything near that
and
consistently.
What did he do in all those?
He ran straight and got the ball early in the game.
When
he was in the open field, he did great.
Yep.
But if you can get anything near that, his value to the Falcons.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Is much higher than it would be on the open market.
Agree.
I don't know what you can even get for him.
Yeah,
as a
but
trade.
No, I agree with you saying. Let him run. Just let him run.
Let him play.
Let him run.
Let him play.
Don't give him all of the short intermediate stuff. Let him go.
The other thing that's happening right now is the Senior Bowl. We got that on one of the TVs watching. It's always fun to see all these guys down here and competing against each other. The name that everyone, I got a lot of tweets about this today too, is the edge rusher from Marshall.
Yeah, we talked about him
yesterday. Mike Green. Did we talk about him on the radio?
Yes.
I think we talked about him. Okay, either way.
Yeah.
That's the guy everybody's raving about
down
there.
He's 17 sacks last year at Marshall.
Oh, yeah. That's
reading
that's
up
right.
on him. I think the DJ said his biggest thing because he has shorter arms. But I think what is he saying? Like, I mean, defensive ends have short arms. They're looking at him because they have short arms, and he's about 250 and not like 265. And so whatever for whatever that means, the dude can ball.
It's just fun that we're now in at least the time of the year where like Falcons fans hear about guys and then they tweet them at us, and then we're like, all right, let's get excited about this guy for a couple days. I like that.
I will not do that.
It's kind of fun. Kind of fun. Mike Green's the guy right now. Because, like, people, what do you think about this guy? I was like, I never heard of him until yesterday. But now I've seen him. Now I want him. He's my target at 15. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.